price of milk in the United States has become just about as exorbitant as gasoline. One reason, the vast new markets of thirsty milk drinkers in developing countries like China. In the latest installment in our food series, NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
I have a dream, China's premier Wen Jiabao once said. But his dream wasn't of civil rights for all or racial harmony. It was of a future where each Chinese child would have enough milk to drink. Half a litre of milk per child per day, to be exact. That's creating a gigantic new market of milk drinkers coming to shop at supermarkets like this one. And they're milk drinkers who are now dealing with higher milk prices. It's up at least 50% since last year, says Mr. Xu. It's so expensive, complains Xinhui Wen. The government should subsidize milk, she says. Otherwise, we'll just have to cut back. The government has been trying to listen to shoppers' concerns. Since January, Beijing's put curbs on milk prices. But even so, it's given permission for another 10% price hike next week. Average milk consumption is zooming up in China. In just 8 years, it's almost tripled. That's driven by new wealth and new dining habits among China's burgeoning middle class, as nutritionist Cai Meiting explains.
Some people think that drinking milk and eating bread is a sign of a westernized modern lifestyle. But it's also more convenient than making rice porridge, which takes ages.
At the third annual Dairy Cow Conference in Shanghai, the mood is one of optimism. Stalls selling milking technology vie for space with the publishers of Holston Cow magazine, while novice dairy farmers put up posters seeking herds of thousands of cows. The government offers big incentives to dairy farmers, as China needs more milk to feed its huge, thirsty populace. It's evidently a flourishing sector, but Edward Zhang, who sells dairy equipment for the Swedish company De Laval, says the price rises aren't necessarily translating into more money for farmers.
That's mainly come from the feed price increased around China, generally. I think the reason is the resource shortage. And the second was that the price increased all around the world.
Global feed prices have been pushed up by the demand for biofuel. And even though fresh milk isn't easily exported, milk powder is. And increased demand for that is also pushing up the price of dairy products.
Dairy prices are beyond probably anybody's imagination thought of a year ago even. Probably nobody can explain why they have reached the height they have reached.
Merit Clough is an economist at the Food and Agricultural Organization in Rome. Trying to explain the inexplicable, he says one important factor has been a change in European Union policy, drastically cutting subsidies to farmers.
The second biggest factor certainly would be China and Southeast Asia, where income-led growth has basically changed the dairy sector around globally.
That and a drought in major exporters, Australia and New Zealand, have led to supply problems on the international markets, as apocalyptic headlines make clear. Japan suffering from a butter crisis, Finnish cheesemakers are cutting production, German consumers are even calling Chinese the milk snatchers, as China is now the world's biggest importer of milk products. But the vice president of China's Milk Association, Wei Keqia, says it's being unfairly victimized.
I don't accept this way of thinking. I don't think we in China are influencing the supply of dairy products in other countries. We're not importing that much.
As Chinese dairy companies expand, their influence is being shown in unexpected ways. This commercial was for Supergirl, a talent show watched by a 20 million strong audience who voted for their favorites. To date, it's probably the largest ever democratic voting exercise in China. Its sponsor, Mengniu Dairy Company, whose sales went up fivefold. The company ended up changing Chinese political culture and converting a whole new generation to milk products along the way. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.